Good morning. On behalf of all of us up here, we're happy to be here with you out there. Happy to be out of Olympia, out and about in the state. So thanks for coming to the Friday, January 19th, 2018 meeting of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. We have a full day's agenda ahead of us. Looking forward to the input from many of you and looking forward to all of the reports. We will start off on item number three, which is the call to order. And first item under that is commissioner's discussion. I will open that up to my colleagues for any input, ideas. Yes, Mr. Grable.
I thought I would just mention in August we had a briefing on the spring salmon allotment and catch balancing, as well as the Upper Columbia River Fish Management Plan. I wanted to brief the entire commission at that time so they would be aware of those documents. And I just want to let people know that I've been in contact with the regions on that via a conference call. And we've got the ball rolling in September 7th, I believe. There's a meeting, the annual meeting with the Colville Tribe that I'll attend. I think Kim is going to be there, and it's an opportunity for us to catch up with a couple of the regional staff at that time. So I just want to let people know that the ball is finally moving forward. There was a little bit of a lag here as some shuffling around personnel and getting staff in place, but Bill Twite's on the program, and it's moving forward. I just wanted to let everybody know progress.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'll be brief. I was contacted yesterday by Larry Cassidy. Larry Cassidy is a gentleman that lives in Vancouver. He's been around for a long time. The history of the gentleman is he served on this commission, or one similar to it. I don't remember the exact names, many decades ago. He also served as a director for the Power Planning Council on the Columbia River for a long time. And when I first was appointed to the panel regarding the Pacific Salmon Commission, he was a commissioner, very well respected, very knowledgeable man. He's dealing with some health issues now, rather significant. He's fighting hard, and we wish him well. But he wrote a letter to the commission and to the director in regards to his feelings and a letter of thanks, I think, to all of us regarding the Columbia River. So I'm going to ask Tammy to pass it out to my colleagues and the director, and I wanted people to know what this is. So thank you.
Sure. We look forward to that. We wish him well.
Indeed.
Don?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. On December 20th, I had a meeting with Jim Scott and Bill Twite and Guy Norman of the Power Planning Council on alternative gear and the Columbia River policy. So I was invited to go to that meeting. And first of all, I want to say thanks to Jim Scott and Bill Twite for all the good work that they did at that meeting and in preparation for that. The talk about adjustments in the Columbia River plan and further exploration of alternative gear is particularly relevant given the talk about enhancement of Chinook salmon in the Columbia River for the benefit of killer whales. At the end of the meeting, under future agenda planning, I'd like to speak more about future planning for the Columbia River plan, which is scheduled for our March meeting, and how the emphasis on alternative gear in the commercial fishery can be an important component of this over the course of 2018. And so I'll just hold my remarks until then.
Thank you. Other? Seeing none, we'll move into agenda B, on number three, meeting minute approval. Yep.
I move to approve the Friday, January 5th, 2018 Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission conference call minutes as submitted.
Motion has been made to approve the conference call minutes. Do we have a second?
I'll second that.
Commissioner Carpenter, second. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor of the motion say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, same sign. Minutes have been approved. Yes.
I move to approve the Friday, January 12, 2018 conference call, Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission conference call minutes as submitted.
Motion's been made on the January 12th minutes.
I'll second that.
Second, Commissioner Carpenter. Any further discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed, same sign. Those minutes have been approved. That's all the minutes.
Yes.
And moving into item number C and 3, committee reports. Commissioner Carpenter.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Fish Committee did not have a formal meeting this trip. We spent a big part of yesterday dealing with fish issues, and I thought it would be important that we did that in front of the entire commission. So next month, we will have a Fish Committee and have a report for all.
Jay must have stopped to test him in the Western.
So yeah.
Okay. We will come back to the Wildlife Committee when its chair.
Can he do it?
I think he's prepared. Jay's got extensive notes. I think it would be better if
sure.
Jay.
Yeah, we'll wait for him to come back. So we've had wildlife, fish. Any other committee reports?
Yeah.
Seeing none.
Wildlife is the only one that's meeting. I think we should.
That's the only one that's